The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Alain Nazardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Gearing up for the playoffs. So let's just assume that everything's going to roll out as planned and the NHL gets rocking. Now, the top four teams in each conference get, they're already in the playoffs. They've clinched a spot. But they play three games to determine the seeding for their postseason. Bruce Cassidy, head coach of the Boston Bruins, a good team, he had a conversation on there, and he suggested that he's not ruling out resting some of those players in that round robin action before the playoffs. Now, I'm just going to park the goaltending conversation because goaltenders are, they're on their own agenda. I'd probably start my starter twice and then my other goalie once, whatever, if I'm trying to work them back in. But for the skaters, you know, I was trying to think back how I would feel. Let's assume that I was the fifth or sixth defenseman on a playoff team. Would I want to, after this much layoff, only play two of the three games? I think I'd have a really hard time with that. I would want to be in there, especially that last game of the round robin, knowing that the next game would be now a best of seven, getting myself organized and being mentally, and you know, it's a little late physically to get ready by that point, but at least mentally dialed in so that when I hit that first game of the, what, you know, quote unquote, the real playoffs, I would be ready to go. So, like, I understand what Bruce Cassidy's saying. If Brad Marchand says, I'm good, I'll play the middle game or the first game or the third game or Chara or Patrice Bergeron or whoever. Maybe a veteran doesn't think he needs all three games. I understand that. And he does go on to say that, you know, that if a veteran player comes and talks to him, you know, I'm going to listen to what they say. But this is an interesting quote he has as well. He's like, what do we like to win all three games? Yeah. But if veteran players want to play every game, then I'm going to listen to them. It's their bodies, and they would know best. Then the last game of the third period, we're going to shut our eyes and hope nobody gets hurt in those situations. So it is a real balancing act. And don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing Bruce Cassidy for this, but this is probably a conversation that all those eight teams are going to have about, you know, how much do you, you know, A, what do our practices look like? B, how much time do these guys need in-game action to be ready? Because make no mistake about it, when you hit that ice for game one of what are after the play-ins, that is going to be wildly important that first game to get off to a good start. And that doesn't start in game one of the real playoffs. That starts at the last game of that round robin, or even before that, the three games for that round robin play-in. So this is something really to watch and monitor, how, you know, we'll all be watching the real play-in series, but this round robin, to see how those coaches use their players and if they all play them. I think most veteran players will want to play all the games. And I know that maybe the teams want to rest those guys or don't want them getting injured. But Grace Connor, I think you got to put those guys in there and let them play.